Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Second Date Update. If you missed the first part, on the phone with us right now is Joseph. Mm-hmm. We just talked to him about the girl that he wants to call today. Her name is Marianne. They met in a Spanish class. They actually never went out on a date, but he's been asking her out, and she said no, and then she suddenly has stopped talking to him. So he emailed us asking if we can help maybe score him a date with Marianne. But the first part of the phone call, all he wanted to do was compliment us. And while I do love the compliments, Joseph, we do need to try to actually get a Second Date Update done, okay?
I can't believe this actually might happen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you.
I'll tell you what. If it doesn't work out for you, if you don't get a date out of this, I'll send you an autographed picture of the show.
No way.
I thought you were going to invite him in studio or actually do something cool.
No way.
It's not cool.
You will get an autographed picture of the show. I'll send it to wherever you're at, okay?
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Joseph.
You are an excitable guy.
Down.
I like it. All right, I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Marianne.
This is she.
Hey, Marianne, how are you? My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Hello?
Oh, my God.
What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Marianne, my name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I know who you guys are.
Oh, hey.
Oh, awesome. Well, what's up? How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking.
And for listening. That's rad.
So I don't really listen to you guys. I just know I knew someone who did or does.
What? Oh, would that guy's name be Joseph by any chance?
Yes, it would. Why?
Well, because he emailed us and asked us to call you.
Great. Is it just one of these awkward date things?
It's called a second date update is what we're doing.
Oh, right. Second date update. Okay. Yep.
But you sound so annoyed with us right now.
Yeah.
I'm just annoyed that Joseph would have you call me. You know, like, why would he do that?
Well, because it's a segment that we do on our show. When somebody goes out on a date with somebody and then they get blown off, they'll email us to see if we can get that person on the phone and ask if something went wrong. Now, I know you guys never actually went on a date, right?
Exactly. So I don't understand the phone call.
Okay. Well, he said that he really likes you and he had asked you out a couple times and you agreed to go out with him, but all of a sudden you stopped talking to him. So that's why he wants us to call you to see if he can get you to go out with him again.
And he thought this would be the best way to do that.
Apparently, yeah.
He thought that you may think it's fun, I think.
Yeah.
Right. maybe I need to be better. I mean, you guys could already tell in my voice that I'm annoyed, right?
Yes.
Right.
So imagine this in my Spanish class for a whole semester. So why would this make me want to go out with Joseph?
I mean, if he was so obnoxious, why'd you say yes to him to begin with?
I said yes, like, the second day, I think, of class, and I thought it was going to be like coffee and helping him with Spanish.
Oh.
I mean, and then the more I got to know him, the more I was like, he's obsessed with you guys.
Yeah. I got that from a conversation with him. He sounds like he's a real big fan of the show.
That's how I found out about you guys. It was because of him. He'd be listening to you guys in class, like, obviously not paying attention. And no offense, but you guys don't speak Spanish. It's not like, you know, some Spanish radio station.
Right, we're not helping him with his Spanish at all.
So he would listen, and then he'd be like, oh, take my earbud and listen, too. I'm like, we're in class. And then he'd be laughing hysterically. He thought it was so funny. And he would just constantly bug me about it, like, no, you got to listen to them. They're great. They're so funny.
Do you think he was just using it as a way to connect with you?
I'm sure he is, but clearly it's not, the connection was not made. So we just need to let go.
All right. So just tell him to get over it and not contact you anymore. You don't want to go out with him again, you think?
Yes, please. Yes.
Marianne.
What was that?
Oh, that's Joseph. He wants to talk to you.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Seriously, guys?
Sorry. Yeah.
Mary, I don't understand. I thought you liked the show. I mean, come on. They're fantastic. Like Brooke and Jewel and Jose. Yeah, this is a laugh.
Joseph, seriously?
I mean, no, but I mean, you've heard Jubal's voices, haven't you?
This is the biggest turnoff that I could ever come up with.
Wait a minute, come on.
I like being the biggest turnoff ever, Marianne. No, I like that. I take that as the best compliment I've ever received.
She's spot on.
How about Duff? Can you do Duff the Meathead for? Do Duff the Meathead.
No, I'm not going to do any voices on demand right now for Marianne.
Joseph, you're not getting it. I can't believe you're defending that piece. Like, you need to let it go and try to prove to her that you have a personality outside of talking about us.
Okay, what about the big poop? What about that?
I'm not going to do big poop. No, I'm not doing any voices right now.
Well, Marianne, this is some of the funniest stuff I've ever heard. Huh?
Oh, my God. That's Spanish, and you would know that if you actually paid attention in class. But listen, you need to find somebody maybe less intelligent that will love these people.
Excuse me. You have to be intelligent to appreciate humor and to be funny, okay?
And
if intelligence is
down on that
Jubal's
one.
A genius. No, Jubal's a genius, I'm telling you. Jubal.
Okay. Well,
you don't understand.
I do understand. Joseph, you need to find somebody that sparks so much love that you have for these people. You need to find that for someone else, because you don't have that for me. We just have different senses of humor, okay? You like a certain type. I like a certain type. This is not my type of humor. I don't think it's funny.
I just can't believe there's anybody who would not find this funny.
Joseph, there are a lot of people who don't find this very funny.
Dude, I even have friends that don't find us funny.
No, but all my friends are so into the show. I'm telling you.
Joseph, I think we're having like an unhealthy relationship right now. Yeah. I think you need to concentrate on you and maybe other people in the real world around you.
But Marianne is real.
We're not real. I'm real, but we never had a first date, a second date. Like, Joseph, you seem like a really nice person. I hope you find what you're looking for. I wish you all the best, but I'm not that person. Joseph, adios.
What?
Exactly my point.
Adios means bye in Spanish, Joseph. That's what she was saying before she hung up.
I just can't believe she wasn't into you guys. It just blows my mind.
It's fine.
Joseph, I think you need to get over us a little bit.
Us?
But, I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't find you guys just the most hilarious, you know, the most entertaining.
Wow.
Honestly, I can't believe she said those things. I mean, she was cracking up the whole time in class, when I was playing.
Apparently you read the situation wrong, Joe.
Yep.
No, but, I mean, the things she was saying about you guys, how can you take that?
It's fine.
Oh, not really a big deal.
Doesn't really matter.
I mean, this really sucks, okay? But... you know, maybe it's for the best, because if someone is not into you guys, I don't want to be around those kinds of people.
You know what, Joseph? I agree. And that's the way you should live your life, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you couldn't get a date with her.
Well, you know, I'm sure I'll find someone who's into you guys.
Yeah, but congratulations on being on the show, Joseph.
Yeah, I mean, she here's the thing. I told her, one day I'm going to be on the show with them. You watch and look, it came true.
You did it.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah. Dreams do come true, Joseph.
I asked the universe for it and I got it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Joseph.
Oh, and so can we do that phone tap I talked about to the warehouse?
You know what, Joseph? I'm going to give you our producer's email. You can email him over and over and over again.
No,
when we get that done, okay?
Wait, I can't wait. When we do the phone tap, you can do like the Duff the...
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it, okay?
Or the big poop.
Yeah, we'll figure this whole thing out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.